The Devil's Advocates, tackling the issues you're not allowed to talk about at the dinner table.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. It is the last segment of the day. So if you got something to say, hit us up right now on the phones, 844-967-2789.
Let's go to the phones. Matt from Minneapolis, listening on AM 950. Welcome, Matt. What do you got for us?
Hey, Matt.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, Matt.
Okay, what do you think about this Christian nationalist movement that is going on in the Republican Party?
Well, Dom's an atheist, so he's not down.
You can imagine how I feel about it, Matt.
I think it's terrible. As I will speak as the quote-unquote Christian on the panel, although, you know, my walk with Jesus is, you know, gone astray once or twice. But I will say, Matt, it is a perversion of Christianity. White nationalism is a perversion of Christianity.
And you know, and what's weird, okay, you know, I sent you video of the Dio band and all that rot. Now, a lot of those bands that we play with, like there's Black Eye, Tribute to Judas.
Oh, you're our goth guy. I even watched some of that video. Thanks, Matt. Appreciate you sharing.
Okay, but a lot of those bands now are Trump thumpers, man. Even the Judas Priest guys. And I said, Rob Halford's gay, man. You know? I mean, how can you be like that? And they're like, well, you know, it's we just do this. You know what I mean? And it's like, my God.
Wait, Matt, you're breaking my heart. You're telling me Rob Halford, the lead singer of Judas Priest, is a trumper?
No, well, I mean, the guy who plays Rob Halford in the tribute band.
All right, I got you. All right, thank you. I was a little confused there.
That's a small distinction to make.
Okay, yeah, the tribute band lead singer is a Trumpster. No, and now I get it. And what are they, I mean, are they deep Trumpsters, Matt, or is it just like they like the FU attitude, or is it simple, or are they into policy? Because I don't know what Trump's policies they would embrace. What is the attraction to your opinion?
Oh, for God's sakes, I don't know. I remember when Pantera played in the 7th Street Entry, and I saw them, and this is before Pantera got big, and this DJ played, like, this parody song about Halford being gay, and this guy was, like, going, Halford's not gay, and I'm like going, no, he's gay. I almost got my ass kicked in the 7th Street Entry.
Matt, appreciate you listening, man. Yes, strange times when the Rob Halford, say his
tribute
name.
Tribute band. Lead singer, yeah.
Lead singer is completely disrespectful for everything Judas Priest would stand for, except in the case of Donald Trump breaking the law.
You got another thing coming, baby. I mean, and Priest, one of my most favorite all-time bands, man. I mean, when I was a kid, my sister bought me the British Steel cassette tape. And it just, I think that was with Breaking the Law. And, of course, many classics. I got to see Priest when they came around, like, the 30th anniversary tour of that release at Summerfest. One of my greatest concerts at Summerfest at one of the free stages. So love me some metal, of course. Love me some Judas Priest. But, Crudy, the white nationalist Christian thing that's going on right now, and we posted a piece last week and never really got to it conversationally, but it was essentially, you know, a man of God standing up, as you are, Crudy, against what these people claim to be Christianity. And I appreciate that. I still don't believe a word of it, but at least you're standing up and interpreted it as I was taught at the Catholic high school that I went to. Not this weird...
Well, Jesus is half a socialist in the Bible, but that, of course, is not what the white nationalists believe in. They basically take this vengeful God ends justifies the means, and, you know, it's about really raising up the white race above all others.
Sure, and you're hiding it, you know, what do they say? It's going to come and cloaked in the flag and carrying a Bible. I mean, that's exactly what it is. And as the atheist, I give no quarter for that. I don't give a damn. I don't care what your religion is. You can claim that, you know, the god Thor told you to you know, crap in the Capitol. It would have absolutely no relevance to me, as if God spoke to you or Jesus told you to do it. Doesn't make any difference. Whatever creation you have in your mind to justify your racist or fascist or authoritarian philosophy, it doesn't matter. You're just being a fascist authoritarian.
Who's leading, in some small part, the white nationalist movement? Marjorie Taylor Greene.
MTG, baby.
And she had some things to say over the course of the weekend, Dom, and I appreciate those that stick around to the end, because this will be a good one to end on. White men, according to Marjorie Taylor Greene, white men watch porn because they are the most persecuted identity in the U.S.
I mean, when are white people going to catch a break in this country?
I believe that white men are the most persecuted identity in America, and that's a bold statement to make, but I'll break that down. Let's talk about why white men and young white men in particular are really, you guys are put bottom of the list on so many things. The reason I stick up for white men is I know for a fact that when you guys apply to college, you're put down at the bottom of the list and everyone's allowed to be accepted and admitted into college. And then they finally move on to white men. Green also claimed that the persecution of white men caused them to spend time alone, watching porn and playing video games. Now, you know, earlier in life, Dom, I was informed by you after Bill O'Reilly talked about this porn site. Then I mentioned it to you, and you said, no, that's not even the good one, Crudy. Go look at this porn site, similar to, let's say, Porn Hug. It was something like that. And so anyways, that night, late at night, you know, I'm just finishing up with my book work and I decided to take a look.
Reading some books and decided to take a few minutes off to check, do some research, some internet research.
I was researching, and because Dom told me to go look somewhere, and I did.
Thank you.
So anyways, I'm looking and, you know, still fully clothed, still, you know, hands above board, all that kind of stuff. But my wife had walked into the room quietly. She's a mousy sort of sort. And anyway, she's like, what are you looking at? And my response was, Dominic! You know, like, she's like, I was looking to blame you. So let me give you the real reason.
Yes, yes, please.
According to Marjorie Taylor Greene, through our entire culture, white men are bad. What's that done to your generation and even some of those a little older than you and those definitely younger than you? It's created hopelessness in many of these guys. No one is there for them as they're growing up. They spend hours and hours alone. And you know what that leads to, Dom? Porn Hug. Or some variant thereof. But, you know, if the kids at home don't know, I'm not going to tell them. Their buddy Dom will tell them, and then they'll go do a search, and then they'll get caught, say...
You can find anything on the internet. That's why they call it the internet.
Don't blame Dom. Yell out, Marjorie Taylor Greene! Stick around. Native Roots Radio with our friend Robert Pilot is next. And then... Busted Pencils, educated educators talking education. Keep it locked, Civic Media.
Hey, everyone.